The other day, I posted a comment on the Facebook page for Fox News to a story they had about how charities are facing this huge increase in demand for their services. Wrote that if more people gave to their local food pantry or children's hospital, veterans group, other charities, instead of buy more overpriced Trump or Let's Go Brandon swag, these groups would be having a much easier time of things. Reaction to my comment? Well, it ranged from, who are you to tell me how to spend my money, to Joe Biden should be doing that, to what's a socialist like you posting that garbage here for? Well, you get the idea. This brought about two lessons for me, too. The first is that many Fox News watching Trump supporters have this inability when it comes to knowing when to use the word your, Y-O-U-R, versus a your, Y-O-U apostrophe, R-E, which that's another talk for another time. Second lesson was that many people just don't believe in giving. Somebody else's responsibility. There's the ever-popular charity begins at home. You may have heard this sentiment from people you know, maybe even from someone within your own family. Depending on the translation, the word give appears in the Bible up to 976 times. Seems to make it an important idea, not just a word according to God. Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 declares, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Note how Jesus said, so others can see your good works. That's through your action, not your words. When we go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 2, this is explained a bit further by Jesus, saying, "Thus when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others." Paul writes in Romans chapter 12, verse 17, "Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all." And that can mean giving to help others and even giving to heal others. When you give to those who have those capabilities, that's what the end result eventually becomes. Now, while some react as if it's a huge burden they want no part of, God is looking for us to be joyful as we give. We find this in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." Then there's the moment of giving we will all have to respond to. It's mentioned frequently throughout the Bible. One example, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. "And there is no creature hidden from his," meaning God's, "sight, and all things are naked and open to the eyes of him," again meaning God, "to whom we must give account." Now, I don't think saying, "I gave at the office," will help you avoid that time of giving.